Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and this is the show Shine On here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of the University of British Columbia on traditional unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. Thank you for joining me today on this very sunny Tuesday afternoon. It's very wonderful to be here. If you are unaware, I host a bi-weekly music show. I focus on local Vancouver music and like to play a lot of Canadian music because this is a very large country full of really great music. So I hope that everyone's having a great time. I have a good show lined up, tons of really great tunes. The theme that I'm kind of going with today is holding on to the last bit of summer theme. So it is back to school, of course, but it's still really nice out, and until it starts raining, not torrentially, but consistently, I'm not going to feel truly like it's the school year. So I'm going to just keep pretending that it's just the summertime and enjoy the fact that I'm not quite yet drowning in assignments. So to kick this all off, I'm going to play a band called Jay Arner. It is a person named Jay Arner along with his band. And this is from his album J2, and this is the song Back to School. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. But you can't stop, stop hope when hope
hoping to avoid the rain.
And that was the song Twin Summers by the band Weird Lines. They are a band from Sackville, New Brunswick. I've just been listening to them very recently, but I really, really like it. There's quite a few people that perform on that album, and I really enjoy their voices, and it's just really nice kind of summery tunes. Exactly what I wanted to play today. And to start it all off, I played Jay Arner, a local Vancouver pop artist, and that was the song Back to School, fittingly, and that's off of his album, slash their album, J2. You can find that on Bandcamp. So if you are just tuning in now, I am playing a kind of holding on to the last bit of summer playlist, so it is centered around central theme of summer and summery vibes, and I'm just in denial and I'm sharing it with you. So coming up next, I'm going to play a band called Les Chaussettes, another local band that I really, really enjoy, and they have a new album called Who Will Read Your Mind, and this is the song Mujer, which is Spanish for woman. Beautiful. Actually, I think it's, yes, Mujer. So this is Mujer by Les Chaussettes. All right, everyone. That was the song Shine by the band Solids. And it's off the album Else. It's really good. It's only 4 songs on that album, but it's very complex. I love that, like, just driving sound. It makes me motivated. Cool. And before that song, I played Les Chaussettes with their song Mujer, which does mean woman in Spanish. It's a great word. I went to Mexico one time. It was last year, I guess, or 2 years ago. And I spent pretty much the whole time on this island called Isla Mujeres, which does mean the island of women. And it was probably one of the best places I've ever been in my life. It was just like, it helped and healed my soul. I know that's cliche because it was Mexico, but it was incredible. You should go if you're ever going to Mexico. It's like half an hour off the coast of Cancun, and it's so much better than Cancun. It's not nearly as Americanized and commercial. It's just like, there's a lot of locals that live on that island, and yeah, it's just, you get a really good full experience, full Mexican experience, I would say. Yeah, geez, I love traveling. I want to travel more. I'm not talking about traveling on this show particularly, but hey, I'm doing it now. So I am going to Peru this Christmas. I'm so excited. I have never been to South America, and I'm so ready to explore more of the world. If you have ever been to Peru, you should call in and like tell me about your experience and give me some advice. Not that I'm going to have a very good tour guide while I'm there, but I would still love to, you know, chat about Peru or traveling or anything. If you want to call in and chat with me, the line is 604-822-2487. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Chat with me. Also, I would like to give a shout out to Matt. I forgot I was supposed to do it at 1:11. It's now 1:22. I'm 11 minutes late, but there's some art in that. It's twice the amount of time that I was supposed to say hello. So it's that much, it's double the importance. Hey, Matt. I'm going to play another song for you now. I'm going to play a band called No Aloha. I really like this band. I'm pretty certain that they're from Victoria. And they are just super, super chillin', very laid back band, very laid back album. It's called Deluxe, and it has a photo of a very disgusting looking old half-eaten pizza slice in a styrofoam plate covered with like what looks like rainwater and like cigarettes that have been put out in / on the pizza. And I'm guessing the pizza was a deluxe pizza, and that's the name of the album. And now I'm going to play a song called Season of Light, since this is a summer-themed show. Season of Light seemed appropriate. So here we are. This is Season of Light, and this is No Aloha. Hello, everyone. I would like to apologize for the very, very rough transitions today. Just working through some technical difficulties, but getting it back on the road. Coming up next, I'm going to play a band called Old Cabin. It's a band from Whitehorse, Yukon, which I'm very excited to play because I actually was born in Dawson City in the Yukon Territory. So that's where I hail from originally. My parents spent a few years in the Yukon, having a very, very interesting Northern Canada adventure. And my brother and I were born there, so pretty cool. There's a really, really cool music culture in the Yukon, obviously very, very much overlooked here in Canada, and not much, I guess, is known about it. But yeah, there is a really, really strong, thriving community of musicians up there. In Whitehorse and in Dawson City and the towns in between. But yeah, I know in Whitehorse at least there is quite a culture of art and music. And in Dawson City, every summer there is a Dawson City Music Festival, which you might not have known about, but it's quite large. It lasts a week or so, and there are a ton of bands that just go up there. I have never been, but it's definitely on my list. I went to Dawson City in 2012 in the summertime, and I ended up missing that festival by a week, unfortunately. But it was actually really cool to be in the town a week after, because it is such a small town. If you don't know, it's about 2,000 residents locally, and that might be a stretch. And in the summertime, there's a ton of tourists, and the music festival brings in a lot of that. So I found it very interesting to be in Dawson City a week after that huge festival and after all those people had been there. I mean, the town looked great garbage-wise. It wasn't a big deal, but the buzz was still in the air. People were still talking about it. And yeah, anyway. So this next artist band is called Old Cabin, and they are from Whitehorse. So yeah, here we go. This is the song Winter Summer, and you're listening to CITR. Thank you.
opportunity to hit it big at UBC during AMS First Week. Share your beautiful voice and talent on the new sound system at the new Gallery 2.0 in the AMS Nest. Unleash those back-to-school woes and join us for good music, good drinks, and good friends. This Thursday, September 15th, 8 p.m. at the Gallery 2.0. We're all UBC students, am I right?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, and that was the band Old Cabin with the song Winter Summer. And yes, from Whitehorse, Yukon. How are you doing today? Take a moment to really think about how you feel. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like excited to be back in school and to learn things that I want to learn about. And I'm very happy that it's still really nice out. I am one of those people that is affected by the weather, and I really, really like the sun. I'm a big fan of the sun. And I'm also a big fan of the rain. Not that I don't enjoy winters here. I like it in a different sense. But yeah, I really do feel that my mood is better when it's a bright, sunny day. I know that that's not the same for everyone, but anyway, I curated this playlist today with the intention of enjoying the sun and being, I feel, almost motivated by the sun. And the songs that I'm playing today make me feel like I want to be outside just laying back in a field of grass with the sun on my face listening to this music. So I hope that you can share to some extent that experience with me, even if it's just in our imaginations. I'm there with you and I'm enjoying it. All right. Coming up next, I'm going to play a band called Weaves, and they're from Toronto. Wow, I just pronounced the second T. That was weird. I'm from Ontario. I grew up in Brantford, Ontario. There's not a lot going on there, but it's a place. And yeah, this band is from Toronto. I haven't been listening to them for too long, but I really like it. It's very quirky music. One of their tags on their Bandcamp for this album is weird. There's also funky in there, and noise, and pop. So maybe that'll give you a clearer view of what we're going to listen to, and if not, I'll just play it. So silly. Okay, this is the band Weaves. That is W-E-A-V-E-S. You can find them on Bandcamp. And this is the song Motorcycle, because I wish that I had a motorcycle. I've always wanted one. And if I had a motorcycle, I would own it in a place that is always sunny, or like almost always sunny. Place where I could get full use of my motorcycle, and I would probably take it on a continental journey. Yeah. So this is the song Motorcycle by Weaves.
Across numerous stages, all within walking distance of the city's beautiful and historic downtown core. This year's lineup includes Jurassic 5, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Wolf Parade, Ex-Ambassadors, De La Soul, Band of Skulls, Prozac, and more. Join us for 4 days of music, food, art, and fun. Visit rifflandia.com for details.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Such a good song. I am so into that. That was Weaves with the song Motorcycle. And they're from Toronto. I'm going to be spending a lot more time with this album. I just kind of listened to it pretty briefly the other day. I think I heard that song and I was like, yes, I need this to be played. But I'm going to actually listen to that album more because it's so good. Cool. Yeah, we're back in school. There's lots happening with CITR, which is the radio station that you are tuned into currently. We, as a station, host some events at UBC sometimes. And for the first week back, first couple weeks back to school, we host a concert series live music every day from 12 to 1. And it's right outside of the Student Union building, or the Nest, at that stage. If you're wondering what that's about, it's every day from 12 to 1. Tomorrow is the last day for Live at Lunch. It's been a really great time, seeing some really great bands. And it's nice to just kind of chill out, eat lunch, and have some great live music to listen to and to watch. So that's been fun. Today, a band called Mirepoix played. That's spelled Mirepoix. And they are a relatively new band, but they're great. The members have been in bands, like in local Vancouver bands, before, but this is their current project. And my friend Ivana is the singer. She has such a good voice. But all of them work really well together. It looks like they're doing something really cool. So check that out if you don't know what they're about. They're going to try to play more shows around town, so I will try to promote as I can. Cool. So I wanted to give a little break there, because that Weave song was pretty upbeat compared to the rest of my selections today. So I'm going to bring it back down a bit, more chill. I'm going to play a band called Snake River from Regina, Saskatchewan. And after that, I'm going to play a super chill, kind of lo-fi stoner rock band called Loving from Victoria. So for now, this is Snake River, and this is the song Sun's Rising.
Yeah.
Wasn't that just a lovely track? I completely love that album, and appropriately, the band is called Loving, with the same titled album. So that is Loving, and that was the song Sweet Fruit. They're a band from Victoria, and that is the sound of summer for me. That is just so chill. I think I hear that, and I just like picture being on a beach. So good. School. Okay, and prior to that song, I played a band called Snake River with the song Sun's Rising, off of the album Sun Will Rise. They're from Saskatchewan, super great, very nice music. But this is the end of the show. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure, as always. I will be back in 2 weeks from 1 to 2 p.m., and until then, stay tuned. Coming up next, we have Mia with Particles and Waves. It's going to be great. Stay tuned. And I'm going to leave you with one last track by Ace Martins, a local band. And I completely love this song. So I'm going to leave you with it. It is called Baby Blue off of their album Palm Springs. So I hope you have a great 2 weeks. Enjoy that sunshine while we can. And thank you for listening to CITR Radio. My name's Shay. Catch you later.
I just wanna see